Governor Cuomo began the session back in January with a hefty agenda, including an ambitious plan to make New York's gun control laws the toughest in the nation and to be the first state to react to the Newtown, Connecticut shootings in December.
No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer!
He also named several other progressive goals, including a call for raising the minimum wage, public financing of campaigns, and a Women's Equality Act that included an abortion rights provision.
Because it's her body, it's her choice.
Cuomo rapidly checked off his first item on the list, the gun control measure. It was approved on the very first full day of the legislative session. And when the state budget was passed in late March, it included a minimum wage increase with some compromises with the Republicans in the state Senate. But after the budget, the Senate GOP, fearful of backlash from their conservative base, drew a line in the sand over public campaign financing and the bill to codify into New York state law the abortion rights in the federal Roe v. Wade decision, and the governor seemed unable to cross that line. A group of breakaway Democrats who share power with the Republicans in the Senate were also unable to convince their co-leaders to take up either of the bills. Independent Democratic leader Jeff Klein even sponsored a hostile amendment to try to bring the abortion bill to the floor. But the amendment was rejected by all of the GOP senators and two pro-life Democrats.
The amendment is ruled not germane.
Senate did pass the other provisions in the Women's Equality Act in separate bills, including pay equity and anti-sexual harassment measures. But the state assembly passed a different bill that tied all of the items, including abortion rights, together. So in the end, nothing became law. Overshadowing the entire session were multiple corruption scandals. Two former Senate Democratic leaders were indicted on bribery and embezzlement charges, and the state assembly was embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal. Others were under investigation or found to be wearing wires. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who brought many of the cases, painted a grim picture of state government.
Many may understandably fear that there is no vote that is not for sale, no office without a price, and no official clean of corruption.
Steve Greenberg with Siena College Polling says the session has also seen Governor Cuomo's approval ratings on a downward trajectory. Cuomo's dropped nearly 15 points since last December. Greenberg says the constant corruption scandals, even though the governor has not been implicated in them, have taken their toll.
He is, in essence, in charge of Albany. He's the top elected official. He's the guy they know.
Cuomo, for his part, has tried to shrug off his losses, saying it's okay to overreach.
If you get everything you want in a legislative session, you probably didn't ask for enough, right? So it was a very good session. Could we have done more? Yes.
The governor has been traveling the state in recent days, promoting a new law he championed to enact tax-free zones for businesses who locate at college campuses, which he calls a major initiative to jumpstart the upstate economy.
Which are 100% tax-free communities that will be located all across the state of New York.
Cuomo has tried to salvage his women's agenda, asking the state assembly to come back to act on the other items in the package that don't include abortion rights that the Senate has already passed. And he says since the legislature did not agree to campaign finance reform and other measures to address corruption, he's going to investigate the legislature through the state's Moreland Act powers. Cuomo says he'll soon appoint a panel that will probe candidates' campaign filings at the State Board of Elections. And he says it might even work out better. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.